Where are you? Where are you? Oh, if you, he'd say that and you didn't.
Uh-huh. And when a friend of yours says good morning, what might you ask him then?
When I say good morning, you say how you do.
Okay. Or you ask him about their health.
You know, you talk about that. That's different than a Frenchman, too. A full-blood Frenchman, a coon ass, if he comes, I walk in the place where we're at, I said, good morning. He said, and you. That's the word he gives, you know. He said, and you.
Mm-hmm.
I reckon he means you all right, too.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. What about when you're introduced to a stranger? Is there anything you say to him?
Well, I guess you'd induce yourself to him, mm-hmm. and he'd tell you who he is, don't you reckon?
Okay. How would you greet someone around December 25th?
25th. That's Christ's birthday.
Uh-huh. So you tell them?
Christmas.
Or, I wish you a... What Christmas?
Merry Christmas.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any other thing people would say?
Well, I don't know.
Do you ever hear Christmas gift?
Yeah. Well, that's what they do, you know, Christmas time. They give a Christmas gift around.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And on the 1st of January, you say happy...
Happy New Year.
Okay. And say, I have to go downtown to do some...
Shopping.
And say, if you bought something, the storekeeper took out a piece of paper and...
Wrap it up.
He did what?
Wrapped it up.
Uh-huh. Then when I got home, I...
Unwrapped it.
And if you had to sell something for less than you paid for it, you'd say you had to sell it?
Cheaper than I paid for it. I took less than I paid for it.
So I sold it at a...
At a loss.
Uh-huh. And if you like something but don't have enough money for it, you'd say, well, I like it, but it... What, too much?
I'm not able to pay for it.
Because it...
It's too high.
It what, too much? It
worth too much, yeah. Can't pay for it.
Or it cost...
Cost too much.
Uh-huh. And on the first of the month, when it's time to pay your bill, you say your bill is...
Is due.
And if you belong to a club, you have to pay your...
Dues.
And if you don't have any money, you could go to the bank and try to...
Borrow it.
And you'd say in the 30s, money was...
What's that?
In the 1930s, money was...
1930.
Uh-huh. Well, a long time ago...
Money was scarce.
Uh-huh. And you'd say he ran down the springboard and what? Into the water.
And sprung in.
Uh-huh. Or goes head first, you'd say he...
Head forward.
Uh-huh. Talking about diving, you'd say he...
Yeah, he dived in.
Uh-huh. And several children have already...
Dived in.
But I was too scared to...
Dive.
And you'd say he dived in and what across?
Swam across.
Okay. And several children have...
Swam across.
And if you dive in and hit the water flat, you call that a...
A belly. What they call that now? I hear them say, but I forgot now.
Uh-huh.
What they call it?
Do you ever hear belly flop or belly buster?
Yeah, belly buster.
Uh-huh. And a child puts their head on the ground and then turns a...
Thermostat.
And say if you buy something or pay your bill, some storekeepers will give you a little present and say that it's for...
Land help.
Okay. Was that very common around here?
Yeah, that's what they call it. But mm-hmm. they don't do that here no more. When you pay your bill, they don't give it. Well, I tell you, mostly, yeah. It used to be that way, but now, since people got money, I think pretty everybody pays their buy.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, well, now, Sears and Roebuck in place, you can go down there and buy stuff on time, pay so much a month. Month mm-hmm. to payment, just like when you buy an automobile.
Mm-hmm. You say, I've been fishing all day, but I haven't...
Caught anything. Had bad luck, either one.
Uh-huh. Game that children play where one...